These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I certainly hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Vanessa, I'm 53, a headhunter from Hertfordshire.
I'm Christian, I'm 40, and I'm an entertainer from Swansea.
I'm Lauren, I'm 27, a dog groomer from Gravesend.
I'm Jeff, I'm 63, a retired sales rep from Boston.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is immediately put out of the game. If they make it back safely, though, they will go through to the final chase with a chance to earn an equal share of the total prize fund. But first to face the chaser, it's Vanessa. Welcome to the show, Vanessa.
Thank you, Brad.
You're from Hertfordshire, is that
right? That's correct.
What do you do for a living, then?
I'm taking a sabbatical at the moment. I was a headhunter. I'm looking after my mum at the moment.
Right.
But I run my own recruitment business before.
All right, now, how do you relax?
Well, I dance. I'm a dance teacher for Modern Jive, and I love, love dancing. I met my husband as well through that.
Right, so have you always danced, then? Always been dancing from a child?
Yes, I have. I've done Latin American and ballroom and Greek dancing.
All right, Vanessa, if you won some money today, what would you do?
I'd like to take my husband to New York. He hasn't been, and go out from New York on a cruise around the Caribbean.
Good for you. We'll need a few quid for
we
that.
We will.
What's your husband's name?
Jason.
Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Good luck, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. Cutting a pack of playing cards divides it into how many parts?
Two.
Correct. Scaramouche and Beelzebub feature in the lyrics of what Queen song?
Pass.
Bohemian Rhapsody. In the alphabet, what consonant comes immediately after the fifth vowel?
V.
Correct. In an automatic car, the two foot pedals are the accelerator and what else?
Gas.
Brake.
Oh, brake.
What petroleum jelly brand is known as Vasinol in some countries?
Vaseline.
Correct. Which fashion and beauty blogger released the best-selling book Girl Online?
No idea.
Zoella. Kaleidoscope was a long-running arts review program on what BBC radio station?
Four.
Correct. In 2012, Grant Shapps was appointed co-chairman of what political party?
SNP.
Conservatives. The cover of the Diana Ross album Silk Electric was designed by which pop artist?
Paul McCartney.
Andy Warhol. The term quadruped comes from the Latin for four what?
Legs.
Feet. Vanessa, £4,000. OK, it's a good start. Happy?
Yes, thank you.
Are you a gambling girl?
That depends.
All right, OK. Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Beast? Imagine if a deep pan pizza could do maths. That's him. Or perhaps it's Jenny the Vixen Ryan. So hot, I shook hands with her last week and got third-degree burns. Having said that, could it be the Dark Destroyer? The only man who gets hate mail from the British Barbers Association. Or what about the Cinnamon? So funny, when he was a child, his first words were knock-knock. Or maybe... Oh, it's Frosty Nickers herself, the governor. So hard, she puts her false eyelashes on with a nail gun. That's a funny image. Who do you want to take on?
They're all very, very good.
Yeah.
But the gentleman of all of them is Sean.
Yes. He's a bit grumpy, mind. Right, time to bring on the chaser. There you are. That'll do you. Right. It is indeed. I never know who's coming round the corner across that bridge. And your wish is our command. It's the mastermind champ, the Dark Destroyer, that is Sean Wallace.
Well, hello, Vanessa.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Well, the headhunter's about to get hunted down.
Oh, don't be too sure of that.
Hello, Vanessa. Let's put some money on the table. Just trying to charm you. £4,000. All right, now, you can change your starting position if you wish. And if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you.
You're far too good for this. £1,000.
He's trying to be all smooth and sexy. Right, however, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he'll offer you...
£16,000.
Hey. £16,000. Not bad from four, by the way. OK, have a chat with your team. Jeff.
What do you think, team?
You're certainly capable, I would think, of the 16. But if you want to stick with the four, it'd be good to have you back.
Thank you very much. Lauren.
I think you can easily do the four. You had a few difficult questions, so take the four if you're happy with the four.
Thank you, Lauren. Christian?
You could do the 16, but I'd stick with the four just to get you back here.
Thank you very much. One, four, 16 grand. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go with the four.
Yeah.
First off, 16's not enough.
Oh, hello.
Right, OK, you're going home for this.
Yep. Hey, listen, I've got to get Vanessa and Jason on a cruise. We've got to do all right. £4,000 it is, thank you very much. Here we go. Vanessa, for 4K, the chase is on. Here we go. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these is a species of angler fish? A, nunfish. B, monkfish. C, priestfish. You've put monkfish. I love monkfish, do you?
Not particularly.
Really?
Mullet, I like, red mullet.
Do you? Yes, well, he used to have. He used to have a mullet. Monkfish, correct answer is. Step close to home, well done. Chaser has put. OK, remains the three behind. Here's your next question. What name is given in tennis to a set where a player doesn't drop a single point? A, golden set, B, perfect set, C, full set. You've put golden set.
Not sure of this.
Right. Correct answer is, wouldn't know. Well played. Step close to home. Golden set is the correct answer. Chase has put. Goes right with golden set. Remains the three behind. Ever seen anyone do that?
I haven't, actually. In order for that to happen, that means you'd have scored 24 consecutive points.
Here's your next question. Which of these terms commonly describes the hard or unattractive part of a task? A, donkey work. B, mule work. C, ass work. You've put donkey work, yeah. Correct answer is donkey work. Step closer home. Well played. Chase has put. Goes right with donkey work. Remains the three behind, the two from home. Good. Here's your next question. What is the name of the concert venue that opened in Gateshead in 2004? A, the Parsley. B, the Rosemary. C, the Sage. You've put the Parsley.
No idea. This was an absolute guess.
All right, you've put the Parsley. Correct answer is... yeah, the Sage. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with the Sage. Moves to within two with two from home. Come on, Vanessa, let's keep cracking on. Which of the eight King Edwards reigned for the longest time? A, Edward III, B, Edward VI, C, Edward VIII. You've put Edward VI. Correct answer is, wouldn't know. Come on. Bad luck, Edward III. Halfway there. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right, Edward III. Moves to one behind, two for moment.
1327 to 1377. Edward VI was 1547 to 1553. And Edward VIII reigned from January 1936 to December 1936.
How many days? 300 and something days?
325.
The long and the short of it, really. Mm. 325 days versus 50 years. That's amazing. All right, there we go. One behind, two from home. Good job we didn't go for the 16 grand. Here's your question. Good luck. Which singer performed a medley from The Sound of Music at the 2015 Oscars ceremony? A, Lady Gaga. B, Prince. C, Queen Latifah. You've put Queen Latifah.
Between two, it was Lady Gaga and Queen Latifah.
Right.
I don't know this.
Me neither. Never saw it. Got to be right. Do you think he'll know it?
Yes.
Right. Correct answer is... Gaga's the right answer, staying where you are. If the chaser's put Gaga, you're out. Chaser's put...
See you, honey.
Bye-bye.
See you, honey. He's got a cheek, hasn't he? What a cheek. I'm really sorry. I thoroughly enjoyed your company, actually, Vanessa.
Thank you very much.
To get right the way through to the final. However, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you, give our regards to Jason,
and good luck. Keep dancing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Vanessa. Bye-bye. Next to face the chaser, it's Christian. Welcome to the show, Christian.
Thank you. Hello, Bradley.
From Swansea.
Yep.
Now, what do you do for a living?
I'm an entertainer. I'm a solo singer.
Very good.
Different types of shows. I've got a mixed board show, which is everything from the 50s up until the charts. And then I have an 80s show, which is going really well at the moment because a lot of 70s children are turning 40.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got another show, which is a tribute to Lionel Richie.
Crikey, you're really going for it, aren't you?
I am, yeah, I love it.
Good for you. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to put a deposit down for a holiday home abroad, maybe south of France, maybe Canary Islands. If it's a lower offer, it'll be a caravan in Cornwall, probably.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, let's get you a place in the south of France, Christian.
Hopefully.
Good luck. Your time starts now. A helmet is a protective covering for what part of the body?
Head.
Correct. In an alphabetical list of US states, what's between Minnesota and Missouri?
North Carolina.
Mississippi. In darts, what is the lowest possible score with three doubles?
60.
Six. Which Friends character regularly played the guitar in Central Perk?
Phoebe.
Correct. The National Brewery Centre is in Burton upon what?
Thames.
Trent. What primates known for their loud cry are the largest New World monkeys?
Baboons.
Howler monkeys. With whom did Donny Osmond duet on four hits in the 70s?
Marie.
Correct. The Welsh town of Merthyr Tydfil is located just south of what national park?
I have no clue. Oh, sorry.
Brecon Beacons. Oh. 1,000 days is a term used for which US president's time in office?
Ronald Reagan.
JFK. In Harry Potter, which... Christian!
I know, I'm so ashamed. They're going to kill me, Merthyr.
The Brecon Beacons. Next time you get to Merthyr Tydfil, what are you going to say?
Sorry, Merthyr.
£3,000.
It's not too bad.
No, it's all right. Listen, to be fair, you're a better player than that. You ready?
Yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Christian.
Hello, Sean.
I can tell you're an entertainer, because that Merthyr Tydfil answer was especially entertaining.
Ah, he just forgot, that was all. Nothing more, nothing less. All right, let's put some money on the table. £3,000. Step close to home, get you an offer of?
You're too good for this. £300.
Thank you, but it's still a plus. However, step closer to the chaser, we'll get you an offer of?
£30,000.
Lovely, big money there. Have a chat with your team. Jeff.
Christian, we've already lost Vanessa. We're getting a bit thin on the ground here, mate. You do what you want to do, but make sure you get back here, please.
Thank you. Lauren?
I think you can easily do the £3,000. It's a good amount of money, so bring that back.
Thank you very much, team. Right. 300, 3,000, 30,000 pounds. What do you think?
30 is brilliant. I mean, that's a great offer, but I would like to get back. So I'll have a go with the 3,000, I think.
Three it is. Thanks, Chaser.
Let's do this, Bradley.
Indeed. For 3,000 pounds, Christian, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. What surname was shared by the 9th and the 23rd presidents of the United States? A. Jackson, B. Adams, C. Harrison. You've put Harrison.
Yeah, I don't quite remember Adams. I mean, way before my time, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't like the sound of Jackson. I just went with Harrison, really. It's a bit of a guess.
Bit of a punt. Yeah, OK. Correct answer is? Well played. Harrison's good. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Yep, goes right also with Harrison, but that's his thing. He knows all about that.
Yeah,
right?
William Henry Harrison. And his grandson was Benjamin Harrison.
Very good. Here's your next question. What Beano comic strip is about a team of tiny human-like technicians who live inside people's heads? A, the numbskulls. B, the blockheads. C, the scatterbrains. You've put the numbskulls.
Yeah, I mean, I know the main characters of the Beano, but this I've never heard of, really. But numbskulls just sounds like they're in your head.
Yeah, so. Of course. Oh, well, I used to love the Beano. I don't remember these at all. Never heard of them. All right, you put numbskulls. Correct answer is... Well played, numbskulls it is. Step close to home. Chase has put... Yeah.
They must be new characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've never heard of them. No. They were, you know.
Yeah, never heard of them. I used to love the Beano and the Dandy.
Same here.
Yeah. Here's next question. The first All-London FA Cup final in 1967 was between Tottenham Hotspur and what other team? A, Chelsea. B, Arsenal. C, West Ham. You've put Arsenal.
I've gone with Arsenal because 1967, they were really on their game.
Oh, they were, they were. To be fair, so were West Ham. Let's have a look. Correct answer is... Chelsea is the right answer. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right.
You know, that's the reason why I started supporting Chelsea. From that day, I started supporting Chelsea.
Chelsea fan from that day. What about that? All right, here's next question. Which of these mythical trios features in the painting Primavera by Botticelli? A, the Gorgons. B, the Fates. C, the Graces. You've put the Gorgons.
Heard of the Gorgons?
Yep.
Not heard of the other two, so I've just gone with what I knew, really.
Correct answer is... It's the Graces, staying where you are. Chaser has put... Goes right with the Graces, closes us down, one behind the three from home. Here's your next question. You ain't my mother. Yes, I am. Was a famous exchange in which TV soap in 2001? A, Coronation Street. B, EastEnders. C, Hollyoaks. You've put EastEnders.
I know this one.
Very famous.
Cat Slater, yeah. I do an impression for you, but I'm not very good.
Go on.
You ain't my mother.
Yes, I am!
No, you ain't.
I have to say, it's very good.
I've got the Cat Slater leopard print as well. So.
Yeah, you have indeed. Yeah. Correct answer is... It is, of course, correct answer. Step close to home. Chase has put... Goes right with EastEnders.
Did she become Cat Moon?
She did become Cat Moon.
You know, I've never ever watched an episode of EastEnders.
Absolutely.
So she must have married Alfie Moon, Shane Ritchie's character.
Right. Here's your next question. What is a horse doing when it moves by springing from the hind legs? A, flouncing. B, prancing. C, romping. You've put prancing.
Prancing, because prancing around is jumping from leg to leg, because really romping sounds a bit too saucy, doesn't it?
Yep, correct answer is... Prancing's right. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes right with prancing.
Just like the Ferrari logo.
That's, I was just about to say that. It is. That's a prancing horse, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a one question shootout.
Oh, goodness me. Here we go. Good luck, Christian. Here's your question. On the gambling tables of Las Vegas, which of these standard poker chips has the highest value? A, red. B, green. C, black. Have you been to Vegas?
I haven't. I'd love to go.
I've been a couple of times, but I'm not a gambler, so I don't have to go on the table. I've just got to watch the shows. Let's have a look. You've put green.
I put green because it's the colour of money.
Oh, yeah?
I'm more into the roulette.
Yeah, sure.
And that's red and black, so I just put green.
Good for you. All right, to go through with $3,000, correct answer is... Got to get this right. Go on. Black it is. All right, we're staying where we are. Right, do you think he knows it?
I think he does, yeah. He looks like he's a poker player.
Yeah, got a poker face, you're right. If the Chasers put black, we're out. Chasers put... Oh, one question shootout. Come on, go wrong.
I've been to Vegas.
Gosh.
Chaser takes us out in a one-question shootout. Christian, I am sorry to lose you. But listen, keep the singing entertaining going. I think that's fabulous.
Thank you very much.
I'm
cheers.
Sorry, though, you have been caught. The view of the chase is over.
Thank you.
Cheers, Christian. Nice guy.
Very nice guy. Two nice contestants have played very well in this game, but they've come up short. So let's deal with the next one. That's you, Lauren.
So, Vanessa and Christian are gone. Can it be a game of two halves? My second two players are left, of course, and Lauren is the first up after the break. Can she put some money in the pot? We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Lauren. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Hello, thank you.
From Gravesend?
Yes.
Right, what do you do for a living?
I'm a dog groomer. I've got a shop close to home in Gravesend, got a little boutique upstairs with all collars and leads and stuff, and we do the grooming downstairs.
Is that big business?
It seems to be. People love their dogs. I love my dogs.
How many dogs have you got?
I've got a Shih Tzu called Bruce and a Lurcher called Wally.
All right, smashing.
Yeah.
And how many dogs a week do you see come through your grooming park?
Well, I can do up to 10 or 12 a day, so we get a lot of dogs coming in and out.
Crikey. Do you do the walking service as well? You've got some...
I don't, no. I walk my own, that's enough for me.
Yeah, yeah. When you've got time off, what do you do?
I'm a bit of an old lady. I like sewing. I've started knitting so I can knit jumpers for my lurcher because it gets cold in the winter, so it's important to be stylish. I make bandanas and bow ties and little collar flowers, little corsages for the dogs at work as well. Most stylish dogs in town, the ones that come to me.
What's your dog parlour called?
It's the Doghouse.
Good for you. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I bought a house a couple of years ago with my boyfriend, and it's a complete money pit. It's an old house, and every job we do turns into four more jobs, at least. So all our time and money goes into the house, trying to make it a bit more presentable.
What's his name?
Matt.
All right, well, let's get you some money together, see if we can sort your house out. Shall we do that?
OK.
Good luck, Lauren. I wish you well. Your time starts now. The first Austin Powers film was subtitled International Man of What?
Mystery.
Correct. What four-letter word links a magical rod and a mascara applicator?
Wand.
Correct. Survivor was a 2001 number one album for which R&B girl group?
Destiny's Child.
Correct. How many quarters are there in $3?
12.
Correct. Giggle and titter is Cockney rhyming slang for what type of beer?
Bitter.
Correct. The title of which Jane Austen novel is a fictional estate in Northamptonshire?
Downton Abbey.
Mansfield Park. The blue jay is a bird native to what continent?
Africa.
North America. Which pop star played Charlotte in the 2005 film Monster in Law?
Jennifer Lopez.
Correct. Which Shakespeare title character arranges the murder of Banquo?
Macbeth.
Correct. What organ in the human body precedes wave or storm to describe a clever idea?
Brain.
Correct. The chapel in the woods is a wedding venue by what Memphis mansion?
Elvis one.
It would have been the Elvis one. You're right. It's called Graceland, and we were out of time. I've got to tell you, though, Lauren, £8,000. That's very good.
Happy with that.
I should say so. What we've got to try and do now is keep hold of it or maybe make some more.
OK.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Time to face the chaser.
I was expecting you to make a dog's dinner of that, but actually, you're top dog, Lauren.
Yeah, very good indeed. Well played.
Thank you.
£8,000, let's put it on the table. 3 steps ahead of the chaser. A step closer to home, though, we'll get you an offer of...
You're far too good for this. £2,000.
Thank you. A great low offer. £2,000's very high low offer. But a step closer to the chaser, we'll see you get an offer of...
£40,000.
Now then, I've got to tell you, Lauren, first things first, you're a good player. You know your stuff. Have a chat with Jeff. Jeff!
Lauren, you're a great player, there's no doubt about that. But I need someone to give me advice when it's my turn out there, so whatever you do, please get back in.
Right, thanks, Jeff. £40,000. Right.
I think it's a nice amount of money, if I can get it. I'll stick with the 8.
8? OK, 8 it is. Thanks, Chaser.
She definitely could have taken me on for the 40.
I'm...
Very calm player. Even though she started giggling in the beginning, listen, you're a good player.
Seriously, I thought the cash builder, because she was giggling, so I thought he was going to go to bits. He played great. OK, here we go. Lauren, for £8,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here we go. Here's your first question. Which of these words does not refer to a money-related job? A, bursar. B, purser. C, cursor. You've put... cursor.
Bursar, as in a bursary, but that's money.
Yeah.
Purser, I'm not sure if it's too obvious because it's got the word purse in it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
OK.
correct answer is... Goes right, cursor, step closer, chaser's put. Goes right, cursor, bursar and purser, same thing, bursar.
And a cursor you find on the computer screen.
Oh.
Yeah, of course, cursor, yeah. Come on. Here's your next question. Who is the only jockey to have been BBC Sports Personality of the Year? A, Frankie Dettori, B, Lester Piggott, C, AP McCoy. You've put Lester Piggott.
Yeah, I've not really got a clue. Frankie Dettori, obviously I've heard of him. Lester Piggott rings a little bell. AP McCoy rings a little bell. Not really got a clue.
Okay, correct answer is... It's AP McCoy, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right to Tony McCoy. Comes to within two of us.
And he won it in 2010, I believe.
Thank you for that. Here's your next question. The fictional Moomin Land is on the coast of what gulf? A, Gulf of Finland. B, Gulf of Guinea. C, Gulf of Mexico. You've put Gulf of Finland.
Yeah, I'm sure it's that way.
Do you remember watching it?
Yes. I got some pyjamas with the Moomins on.
Correct answer is... Well played, Gulf of Finland is right. Step closer home, chaser's put. Goes right with the Gulf of Finland, remains the two behind, the three from home. Moomins?
Not really.
Not your thing?
No.
Clangers?
Wasn't too bad.
Did you get some cream to clear them up? Here's your next question. Clangers. At her trial in 1431, who said, I was 13 when I had a voice from God for my help and guidance? A, Mary Queen of Scots. B, Joan of Arc. C, Anne Boleyn. You've put Joan of Arc.
It's who I was thinking before the options came up. I don't know why.
Correct answer is... Step close to home. Chaser's put. Yeah, it goes right, Joan of Arc. The maid of all ears.
That's correct. She was born in Doremy in 1412 and she was burnt at the stake May 1431.
Very good. Bless you for that. All right, here's your next question. Which golf club has hosted more golf majors than any other? A, Augusta National. B, Brookline. C, Carnoustie. You've put Augusta National.
I've had to watch a lot of golf because of my boyfriend. That is the one that sounds most familiar.
Correct answer is, it's got to be right, it's every year, isn't it? Yeah, step close to home, well done. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right. Stays within two but one from home. Augusta National, the Masters, every year.
You're quite right, Bradley, the US Masters, and it was set up by the legendary Bobby Jones.
All right, here we go. Two chances of getting through. I wish you well, Lauren. Here's your question. Complete the title of the 2014 hit single by Hozier. Take me to where? A, church. B, school. C, prison. You've put church. You know this?
Yep, definitely.
You've put church to go through with $8,000. Correct answer is... Well played, church. It is brilliant. Very good. Very good. Seriously, good player. $8,000 as well. Very good. And you'd have had one go at 40K, Chase.
Indeed. Yeah, Hozier's the Irish singer-songwriter, I believe. That song got to number two. Mm. Take me to church. Da, 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 da,
that's the one.
Get you. All right, Lauren, you are through to the final chase. Well done, you. Congratulations. Brilliant stuff. Excellent, in fact.
No, you don't like that.
Played really well. Good player.
Brilliant.
She certainly would have taken the 40 grand home.
Yeah.
On the evidence of those questions.
Yeah, I think you're right. However, there you have it. First player through to the final takes £8,000. So, Jeff is up after the break. Here's the question. Does he add to it or does he take away from the £8,000 to get through to the final to help Lauren out? The answer will be revealed after the break. Well, Welcome back. Last up, it's Jeff. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thanks,
mate. All the way from Boston, but not Boston, Massachusetts.
Unfortunately.
Boston, Lincolnshire.
Indeed.
But you're not from Boston originally.
Southend, mate. Southend, Essex.
So, do you work, Jeff, or are you retired? What did you
retired
do?
Last September, mate.
All right, and what did you do?
I was a sales rep. I worked for a frozen food and ice cream wholesaler.
Now you're retired, what do you get up to now?
Poker player.
You're not?
I am.
That's a bit stressful, mate, for me.
Yeah, yeah, I worked in the Kersal at Southend in the casino when
you
I was a kid.
You didn't?
They taught me to do all American roulette, blackjack and poker. So I'm the only person that plays now that got paid to learn how to play.
How about that? And do you do well, or...?
I don't play for money.
Nuh-uh.
I don't play for money, I play for points.
Right, good for you.
We have like a league that runs over quite a large area of the country, actually.
Yeah.
You win the area final, you can get yourself a chip, possibly at Las Vegas, or all expenses paid.
Ah, good for you, yeah. If you won some money today, Jeff, what would you do with it?
Well, my grandson's quite clever, and it looks like he's almost certainly going to go to university.
Which one?
Well, I want him to go to Cambridge. So if I get a few bob today, I'd like to help him get there.
Oh.
Train fare's about 25 quid. I'll blow the rest on myself.
Exactly. What's his name?
Matthew.
All right, look, Jeff, I wish you well.
Lovely.
Good luck, mate. Your time starts now. To view something sceptically is to take it with a grain of what condiment?
Salt.
Correct. Australian actress Margot Robbie rose to fame playing Donna in what TV soap?
Home and Away.
Neighbours. Oxygen and what other element are the most abundant by weight in the human body?
Carbon.
Correct. In 2015, it was announced that which TV presenter would no longer host The X Factor?
Pasta.
Dermot O'Leary. Right. The Sherry Triangle is an area formed by three towns in what country?
Spain.
Correct. Americans have a public holiday to celebrate Washington's birthday in what month?
December.
February. What explosive was invented in 1867 to make the handling of nitroglycerin safer?
Dynamite.
Correct. Run to You and Heaven were 80s hits for which Canadian rock star?
Bon Jovi.
Brian Adams. We've got to play at being poor for a bit. It's from what E. Nesbitt novel?
Railway Children.
Correct. In 2012, which Argentine footballer? No time to get there for you, Jeff, but very good indeed. £5,000.
OK.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
I am.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Jeff.
Sean.
That was a good performance, and Lauren's going to need support, so you've got to go.
Fair enough. All right, let's put some money on the table. Three steps ahead of the chaser, £5,000. A step closer to home gets you an offer of?
Minus £2,000.
Oh. However, a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of?
£42,000.
Big money. OK, have a chat with Lauren.
I think you could do the 42, but I didn't do the 40, so that's... I can't really say that. Five's a nice amount. To add to the 8, 13 is lovely between the pair of us, so I'd say bring five back.
What do you think, Jeff?
There's a time playing poker when you go all in, which is all or nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Secret is knowing when the right time is.
Yeah.
£5,000. Can't leave her on her own.
Really?
Yeah.
OK, five it is. I thought you were going for it there.
Yeah, I nearly did.
Thought, so did I. I thought a poker player in him was going to go for
oh,
it.
I thought he was on it there.
I'd have felt so bad if I'd gone out and left her, really.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll be feeling bad. Let's do this, Bradley.
OK. Jeff, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck, Jeff. Here comes your first question. What type of animal is a gopher? A, a raptor. B, reptile. C, rodent. You've put... Rodent.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. Correct answer is... Rodent is right. Step close to home. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes right to rodent. Comes onto the table. Here's your next question. Sebaceous glands are not found on which of these parts of the body? A, knees. B, palms of the hands. C, scalp. You've put... knees.
Isn't it to do with sweating?
Correct answer is... it's palms of the hands.
All right.
Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right for palms of the hands.
Moves to within two. We're four from home.
Here's your next question. What beverage is traditionally drunk by the winner of the Indianapolis 500 motor race? A, orange juice. B, milk. C, champagne. You've put Champagne.
Gotta be champagne, isn't it? Who'd want orange juice or milk?
Correct answer is... Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with the milk, loser with the munch. Do you know why?
I don't know why. I know what year it started, in 1911. You told me why.
I don't know. I was asking you. Oh. You're the chaser, not me, love. Here's your next question. Chaser's one behind before from home. Had you gone for the 42 grand, you'd be out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which bridge is referred to in the title of the Arthur Miller play, A View from the Bridge? A, Brooklyn Bridge. B, Tower Bridge. C, Sydney Harbour Bridge. You've put Brooklyn Bridge.
He's American, isn't he?
Yeah. Correct answer is... Well played, Brooklyn Bridge it is. Step closer home, Chase has put... Goes right. Well played. Here we go. Chaser stays with us. The three from home. Here's your next question. What is the occupation of Mrs. Fairfax in the novel Jane Eyre? A, shopkeeper. B, housekeeper. C, beekeeper. You've put... housekeeper. Funny. Beekeeper. Do you know the book?
I've never read it. My wife could tell you cover to cover, I'm sure.
Yeah. OK. Correct answer is... Well played. Housekeeper's right. Step closer to home. Chase has put... As ever, sticks with us all the way, like glue. Two from home we are. Chase's one behind. Here's your question. The Egyptian lizard possessing a tail ringed with spiked scales is called a what? A, harden. B, strongen. C, toughen. You've put strongen.
I don't know. It just seems to me that that's more of a reasonable name for a lizard.
Fair enough. You've put strongen. Correct answer is... It's harden. OK, staying where you are. If the chase is right, we're out. Do you think he's right?
Oh, undoubtedly.
Chaser has put... Goes right to harden. OK, takes us out two from home. Ooh, now then.
It was a bit of a hardened of a question for me.
You bet. Chaser?
See you, Jeff.
Nice meeting you, Sean.
And you too.
Jeff, I'm so sorry to lose you, as will Lauren B. I think you'd have been invaluable in the final. However, you have been caught, and for you, Jeff, the chase is over. Cheers, mate. Thank you. Well, then.
I'm up against a very, very good player. There's no two ways about that.
Yeah. So, Lauren, just you, mate. What do you think?
I'm a bit lonely.
Can you do it?
I'd like to think so.
Oh, I think you could, indeed. Only Lauren's in the final, and there's £8,000 in the prize fund. Will she go home with it? I certainly hope so. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Only Lauren has made it through to the final chase, and there's £8,000 in the prize fund. During the break, Lauren had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B. Lauren, you have selected set...
A.
A. OK, that means, of course, Sean Wallace, our chaser, mastermind champ and barrister, by the way.
All right.
Gets set B. Only you have made it through to the final. That means you get a one-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. These questions will come at you slightly quicker than the cash build around. Are you ready?
Yep.
OK, good luck. Your time starts now. What's the plural of the word goose?
Geese.
Correct. How many members were there in the original Westlife lineup?
Five.
Correct. Kathmandu is the capital of what Himalayan country?
Pass.
Nepal. In what year was Twitter launched?
2000.
And six. Red Widow is a species of what arachnid?
Spider.
Correct. The 1995 novel The Information was by Martin who?
Brown.
Amos. What nationality was the clergyman Cardinal Richelieu?
Russian.
French. What classic horse race takes place on the Town Moor course?
Grand National.
St. Ledger. Who released the recipe book Happy Days with the Naked Chef?
Jamie Oliver.
Correct. Silver Haze is the dance music area at what festival?
Glastonbury.
Correct. Mr. Jaggers is a lawyer in what Dickens novel?
Pass.
Great Expectations. What Northern English city has postcodes beginning YO?
Yorkshire?
No, just York. In 2010, which DJ began hosting Pick of the Pops on Radio 2?
Chris Evans.
Tony Blackburn. What international cricket tournament is the CWC?
Cricket weekend.
Cricket World Cup. The Shorty crater is on what heavenly body?
The moon.
Correct. What's one quarter of 2,000?
500.
Correct. The sitcom Blackadder 2 was set at the court of which monarch?
Mary.
Elizabeth I. Ain't No Other Man was a 2006 hit for which US
favourite? Christina Aguilera.
Correct. The Bavarian Alps straddle Austria and what other country?
France.
Germany. What American ice cream brand makes the flavour Caramel Sutra?
Ben and Jerry's.
Correct. In the Bible, who are the parents of the human race?
Adam and Eve.
Correct. What is TV presenter Kat Dealey's full first name?
Catherine.
Correct. What sport is played by the Kansas City Royals?
NFL.
Baseball. What car company makes the Ghost Series 2?
Pass.
Rolls-Royce. What tax replaced the community charge in 1993?
Pass.
Council tax. What's the highest single-digit prime number?
7.
Correct. All right. 13.
Not bad.
Hey, listen, as a single player...
Absolutely.
We'll need some pushbacks, though.
Okay? Yeah.
Time to bring back the chaser. Tough on your own.
Still a quality performance, and you know me, Bradley, I take nothing for granted.
Yeah, and for someone so young, so it's good.
Fantastic. Whatever happens, you've done very, very well, Lauren.
Absolutely. All right, here we go. Now, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then Lauren gets it right. She pushes the chaser back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Oxblood is a shade of what primary colour?
Red.
Correct. Who played Clark Kent in the 78 film Superman?
Christopher Reeve.
Correct. In age, who was the middle of the three Bronte sisters?
Anne.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Here we go. In age, who was the middle of the three Bronte sisters?
Emily.
Correct. We push the chaser back. Well played. 12 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. The East Siberian Sea is part of what ocean?
The Arctic.
Correct. In 1966, Wilson Pickett had a hit with Mustang who?
Sally.
Correct. What is the medical name for the breastbone?
Sternum.
Correct. Felicity Jones played Jane Hawking in what 2015 film?
The Theory of Everything.
Correct. What name links a Virginia Woolf novel and A City in Florida?
Orlando.
Correct. What voting system's abbreviated PR?
Proportional representation.
Correct. What's half of 94?
47.
Correct. The Fire Sermon is part of what T.S. Eliot poem?
The Wasteland.
Correct. What TV sitcom featured resistance fighter Michel Dubois?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
I've got nothing. Porridge.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. French resistant fighter. Bad luck. OK, here we go. Chaser, your time starts again now. Dry wood is a species of what ant-like insect?
Termite.
Correct. What Illinois city was at the eastern end of Route 66?
Chicago.
Correct. Which Oscar winner played Ellie in the film Contact?
Sandra Bullock.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Don't know.
A guess?
Can't even think of any Oscar winners. Cate Blanchett?
No, correct answer is Jodie Foster, played Ellie Arroway. OK, two required to catch, Lauren. Your time starts again now. What's the official language spoken on Sicily?
Italian.
Correct. What's the earliest month that Palm Sunday can be in?
March.
Correct. OK, three opportunities, Lauren, to push back. Only one executed and caught with 35 seconds remaining. But I have to say, tough on your own. Having said that, hope you've enjoyed your day with us.
Yep, I have, thank you.
However, I have to take away the £8,000. I wish you all the very best with the doghouse and everything that goes with it, and your own house, of course.
Thank you.
But Lauren, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over. Chaser?
That was a fantastic performance, Lauren. One of the best single performances I've seen in a long time. But at the end of the day, it's just another day at the office.
Just another day at the office, says our chaser Sean Wallace, and takes down Lauren, the single player in the final chase, so tough, with 35 seconds remaining. Could you take money from a chaser? Well, then please come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.